The following is a Funphone special presentation. It's time for a Funphone skit, starring Stu, Uncle Jeffy, M Squared, Brian Feedback, and Joe Zygott, with special guest star, Fluke!
I hope so. I called you guys about 2 days ago to come and fix my refrigerator. Something screwed up inside and everything is spoiled.
So what's the beef? Did we come out?
Oh, you came out all right, but instead of repairing this refrigerator, you left me a brand new one. And I can't afford a new refrigerator. I can't even afford to have the old one fixed.
So why did you bother to call us if you can't afford to have the old one fixed?
I was exaggerating.
Look, buddy, I ain't got time to play games with you. You know, it's like almost my lunch hour here and my tuna fish.
All I want is for you to send someone out here to fix my old refrigerator and take this new one back. It's still in the original carton and everything. I'll pay cash, honest, okay?
Well, all right. Look, I'll see what I can do. How about a week from Thursday?
It's been 2 days already!
Well, you ain't the only bozo with a busted refrigerator, you know.
If everyone else in town bought a refrigerator from you guys, then I'm sure I'm not!
Make that 2 weeks from Thursday.
Hello? Oh, damn it!
Hi, Stu. Hey, what's this? Did you buy another room or something? What's in the box?
A new refrigerator.
Really? You actually decided to dump that relic of yours and get something decent, huh?
No, my old one broke, and instead of sending out a repairman, they sent me a new refrigerator.
Gee, that's great. You must have saved a few $100.
How the hell do you figure that?
Well, if they send out a new refrigerator for the mere price of a repairman, then obviously...
Incredible dildine. This was obviously an error, and I'll probably get billed for a brand new refrigerator.
Then at least you saved the price of paying a repairman.
God, if I promise to go to Temple this year, will you make this guy go away? Jeffy, why did you come over here?
Oh, have I got news for you. Guess who's coming to town?
Jeffy, I'm in no mood to guess. This whole apartment is falling apart. I can't afford to move, and I can't afford to have anything done to this place to make it look halfway decent. Who's coming to town?
Someone you haven't seen in over 2 years. Guess!
Jeffy, I don't want to play your stupid games. Just tell me who it is.
No way, you have to guess just like I did.
And just like you did, how did you find out?
Well, this person called me up.
And you didn't recognize his voice?
Sure I did, but I still wanted to guess who he was, because that's half the fun.
Maybe you weren't listening before, God. I said...
Come on, Stu, this isn't Sunday morning. Guess!
Oh, all right. Is he bigger than a bread box?
Gee, I don't know. I never compared him to one. I'll ask him.
Okay, that's it. Jeffy, if you don't tell me who it is, you will be the next item I stuff in my refrigerator.
But your refrigerator's broken.
That's it! Get out!
Okay, I'll tell you. You sure you don't want to guess?
Jeffy!
Okay, it's Fluke. Fluke's back in town and he wants to see you. Isn't that great news?
You have got to be kidding. Fluke? The Fluke? The one that constantly put down my line all the time I was running it? The one that makes fun of everything I have and do ever since I met him? The one I had an argument with 2.5 years ago and vowed never to speak to again? That fluke?
Yeah, and he's dying to see you.
I'll bet to start more trouble, I'm sure. Well, no way, Jeffy, he is not coming over here.
But I told him everything was set. I think all is forgotten and he wants to be friends again.
Well, I don't forget. Tell him to go to hell.
Come on, Stu, that's too far for him to travel.
Not if he comes over here, he'll have 1 foot in there already.
All right, calm down, Stu, calm down. I've been keeping in touch with him since he landed that big radio DJ job 2 years ago and moved up north. It's really great how he can still run Fluke over 600 miles away.
Yeah, because he's got some big-nosed goon changing the tapes for him. No, sir, I will not have that fish in my apartment, especially now with all my financial problems. First, he'll knock this apartment. Then he'll make fun of Funphone's disconnection 2 years ago. I can hear him now.
Hello, party. I knew that schlock of yours would kill your stupid line. Well, some of us still run quality.
There is no way that he is coming over here.
Will you just listen for a second? The DJ job was the best thing that could have happened to Fluke. It completely changed his personality. He's too big a guy to joke about other people's problems.
Yeah, well, what do you mean, problem? Since when do you consider Funphone a problem?
Well, no, I just meant that
I know what you meant. That Fluke influence has rubbed off on you. No, he is not coming over here.
Too late, he'll be here tomorrow.
Get him on the phone and cancel it, now!
Look, Stu, we're all gonna go out to a nice restaurant for dinner tomorrow. My treat.
Jeffy, I am not going through with it. I hate that jerk!
Come on, Stu, he's looking forward to
making fun of me! No!
First of all, the only reason he ever kidded you is because he loved to see you get mad. If he starts in, just stay calm and he'll cut it out. I guarantee it.
Yeah, sure, he'll stop. Like a runaway train down Mount Everest.
They have trains on Mount Everest?
You're a big help, you know that?
Everything will be all right, Stu. Now, come on. Let's go out for a while. You gotta unwind. You're real uptight.
Well, you made me uptight, Buster. You and your good news.
Stu, will you cool it? Come on, I'll buy you some lunch. You haven't got anything fresh here.
You had to remind me, didn't you? Those stupid idiots at Lacey's house.
On second thought, Stu, come on. Let's go have a drink.
Thanks for lunch, Jeffy. It really did me some good.
You're welcome, Stu. Hey, it looks like Lacey's people showed. That big box is gone.
Hey, you're right. Maybe they fixed the old refrigerator, too. Where is it?
It's gone.
Well, maybe they had to take it back to the shop. I'll give them a call.
While you're doing that, I think I'll watch some TV.
Yeah, this is Stu Funphone. Hey, it's about time you guys got out here. Thanks a lot. And when will my refrigerator be ready?
You again? Are you being a smartass or something?
I beg your pardon?
You beg my pardon. Look, asshole, didn't I tell you that we couldn't make it out to your dump for 2 weeks? Don't try to sweet-talk me, fungus head.
Listen, you, I don't know what the
Stu, what did you do with your TV?
Jeffy, will you shut up? I'm on the phone. Look, Ignatz, I don't know...
Your TV set is gone, and so is your Betamax.
For the last time, Jeffy, shut up. Now, look, you, what do you mean gone, Jeffy? Gone where?
Stu, you've been robbed.
I've been robbed? I've been robbed! Help! Police! Police! Hey, get off the phone, bozo! I gotta call the police!
Hey, listen here, buddy. You're responsible for that thing. Either we get our door in the refrigerator, or you're in some hot water.
That's all that was coming out of my refrigerator because you schmendricks wouldn't come out and fix it, and now it's gone!
Our credit department will be over at your place, and then you're gonna really get it.
Hey, look, it's not my fault for being robbed.
It is your fault for calling us to fix your goddamn refrigerator.
I had no... Hello? Hello? Well, that's just great. I owe him a refrigerator. I've been cleaned out of house and home, and King Neptune is coming to make fun of me tomorrow.
Stu, take it easy. All this can be taken care of by calling your insurance agent. You do have apartment insurance, don't you?
Do I have what?
Oh, boy. Is this the 8th Precinct?
Yes, it is.
Officer, I want to report a robbery. It occurred about an hour ago at the house of Stu Funphone.
Did you get a good look at the guy?
Sure, I've known him for years.
You've known him for years?
Of course.
Well, what does he look like?
Well, he's about 5'10", brown hair, pretty fat, green eyes, kind of dumb looking. high, squeaky voice.
Did you tell him everything, Jeffy?
There he is, man. Get him.
Hey, what's going on here?
Is this the guy, sir?
Yeah, that's him, officer.
Lock him up, man.
Hey, what are you doing? Let me go!
Where are they taking him?
Into protective custody until he's arraigned.
Wow, that's really weird.
What is?
I wonder why Stu would rob his own apartment.
Huh? That guy we just hauled away was Stu Funphone, the tenant of the burglarized apartment?
Yeah. Funny how you know a guy for so long, and you find out he's a crook, and robbing his own place. Imagine that.
Oh, brother.
That's uncle, not brother.
Charlie, Eddie, bring that guy back. He's the victim, not the suspect.
Now remember, Stu, when Fluke gets here, just stay calm. If he starts anything, ignore him and he'll stop, I assure you.
Sure. There's nothing in this apartment. I can't even have a drink of water. All the glasses are stolen. I can't go to the bathroom. The toilet's gone. I can't even sneeze. The crook stole the Kleenex. Fluke is a big, successful DJ, and look at the mess I'm in. I'm really going to get it. And so is he. Bang, right across that freaking fishy face of his.
Will you calm down? I tell you, Fluke's changed. You wait and see. You won't believe it. There he is. Now remember, happy.
Screw yourself.
He's changed, Stu. You'll see.
Hiya, Jeffy, old pal.
Luke, it's so good to see you. How the hell have you been?
I've been terrific, buddy. Just terrific. And you look great.
Thanks, Fluke.
And how about my old buddy, Stu?
He's right here, Fluke.
Stu, how are you?
Oh, okay, I guess. How are you?
I'm terrific. You know, you haven't changed a bit either.
You see, Stu, I told you.
Except for one little thing. You are exceedingly fat, and your line was schlock and always will be. My line has always been the best, and your line is dead and buried where it belongs. All your tapes were schlock. You've actually gotten fatter, too. I didn't think that was possible.
The Fun Phone Special will continue in a moment. We now return to the Fun Phone Special.
And so when they called and begged me to go up north and become the top DJ of their, at that time, minute little station, I said yes. Since then, with my help, of course, the station has become the number one station in Northern California.
Gee, that's great, Fluke. Isn't it, Stu?
Whoopee!
You'll have to forgive Stu, Fluke. He hasn't been feeling...
Oh, don't worry, Jeffy. Stu was always jealous of me. You know, I'm just so loaded with talent. Ever since I met him, he's been jealous, and rightly so, too. I mean, look at this dump he lives in. He hasn't even got any furniture. Some things never change. Right, Stu?
Jeffy, could I see you in the kitchen, please?
You still have a kitchen? Didn't you eat everything in there a couple of years back?
Easy, Stu, easy.
Come here, Jeffy.
I can't take much more of this, Jeffy! I'm gonna belt him!
Stu, remember what I told you. Just stay calm and he'll stop.
I can't go through with this! Can I belt him once? Real quick, it'll be over in a second.
Stu, just relax. Now go back in and try to talk with him. Get his mind off you. Go on!
All right, but I'm warning you. One more crack and his head'll be cracked!
Yes, Stu, that new painting in there looks great. Whoa, Fluke, how was your trip back to Los Angeles?
Well, it was okay, I guess. It could have been better, of course, but then again, what can you expect when you only fly first class? If this trip had been arranged a few weeks ago, I would have chartered a private plane.
You would have taken your own plane?
Naturally. When you're as rich and famous as I've become, you don't settle for anything less. I guess you wouldn't know about those kinds of things, would you, Stu? Some things never change.
One, two, three...
Fluke! What do you plan to do while you're here in town?
Well, I've really got a very tight schedule. Tomorrow I'm meeting with Art Corpuscle. You know, the owner of Sonic Stereo. He wants to use my voice in the Sonic Stereo TV commercials. That'll be an extra $50,000 a year. I can hear myself now. Sonic Stereo, in Bellflower, Canoga Park, Garden Grove, Torrance, West Covina, West LA, San Bernardino, North Hollywood, Pasadena, Whittier, City of Orange, Costa Mesa, our new store in Cypress, Sonic Stereo, for sure! Don't you wish you could sound that professional, Stu?
4, 5, 6...
Then what?
Well, then I have a couple of personal things to attend to. See a few relatives, you know.
Oh, I didn't know Shamu the killer whale was in town. Ow!
he was just making a joke, Fluke.
Oh, I know. But what can you expect from a guy who's got a clothes hamper for an apartment and that was forced to disconnect his line because of lack of collars? Now take a line like Fluke. We've been around for more than 5 years. We get over 1,500 calls a day.
I didn't know your brother could dial that fast.
Always a clown. A fat clown, but always a clown.
Jeffy, I want to show you that painting again.
Why?
Because the paint is running and I want you to catch it. Come here.
Still buying your house decor at Zody's, huh, Stu?
That's it! I have had it! If that crook didn't steal my scissors, I'd slice that fish's fins off! I have had it, Jeffy! I will tear him apart 2 by 2!
Just hang on, Stu. You're doing fine.
I don't need this, Jeffy! I don't need this, and I don't have to take this!
Stu! Someone's at your so-called front door.
Maybe it's Moby Dick, your foot!
Don't fall apart, Stu. Just hold on. I'll cut it out. Go answer your door. It's still a nice painting, Stu, even 15 minutes later.
Somebody's at your door, Stu.
I wish it was you leaving.
Huh?
Nothing. Yes?
Mr. Funfone?
Yeah?
Delbert Coxhead, I'm the credit manager of Lacey's department store. I understand you have one of our refrigerators.
Well, I actually had 2. They were stolen.
Stolen? My service manager told me that they would be here.
Well, they were, up until about 24 hours ago. Someone robbed me yesterday and cleaned me out.
Same old Stu, living in a high-class neighborhood.
Well, my word, this is rather unusual. Well, I guess we'll collect the money for our refrigerators from your insurance company.
Wait! Only one was yours. The other was mine.
Come, Mr. Funfone.
Huh?
You just told me that you had 2 of our refrigerators.
One was mine, which I bought from you years ago, and the damn thing was broken.
I'm sure it was. Most of ours usually are.
No! When I asked for a repairman, they sent me a brand new refrigerator, which I did not want.
Well, where's that one?
I just told you I've been robbed.
You've been robbed? I beg to differ with you, sir. It is we who have been robbed. You stole one of our new refrigerators.
No! Someone stole it from me!
Well, we'll see about this. May I use your phone to have you arrested? Thank you.
Isn't that guy a little confused? You didn't do anything.
I know, but let him call. When he finds out I don't have any insurance, he'll put me in jail anyway.
Hello, 8th Precinct. This is Delbert Coxhead, credit manager of Lacey's department store. I want my refrigerator returned right now. It is supposedly out of Mr. Funfone's apartment. I am sure he has it carefully hidden around his building somewhere, and if it does not turn up within 24 hours, not only will I demand that he be put in jail, but all of you police as well. Huh? You don't believe me, eh? Well, just ask your chief of police, my mother. Hello? Hello? What's happened to the phone? Hello, party?
Good old Stu. Forgot to pay your phone bill again, didn't you? That's so typical.
Well, Mr. Minimum Wage, you've got 24 hours to find my refrigerator, or into the pokey with you. Now I'm going down to the police station and tell my mommy what's going on, and then I'm going to the phone company to tell Auntie what those meanies there did to me. Good day.
Great timing. All this when Fluke shows up.
Hey guys, guess what? I made reservations for us at the Maison Le Menor. You'll both be my guests. We better go now or we'll be late. Come on.
Well, there's obviously nothing else to do here. But you did say that you're paying, right, Jeffy?
Yeah, why?
Well, that's good, because I only got a couple of thou on me. Mustn't waste money, you know. Gee, I hope this restaurant isn't in this neighborhood. All this crime and pestilence.
7, 8, 9...
Thank you.
This is really a nice place, Jeffy.
How would you know about nice places, Stu? Only kidding. Only kidding.
101, 102, 103, 104.
Excuse me, mister.
Yes? What can I do for you, little boy?
Aren't you Floop, the great DJ of Northern California?
Why, yes. Yes, I am. How did you know?
Your voice is so recognizable. I heard you talking. I was sitting at the next table.
Why, thank you very much.
Can I have your autograph, please? Can I, huh? Can I, huh?
Why, sure. Stu, give me your napkin.
Hey!
What's your name, son?
Tap. Tap gently.
Okay. To Tap. Thanks for recognizing good taste when you hear it. Best wishes, Fluke. There you are, my boy.
Gee, thanks, sir.
Oh, don't be so formal, kiddo. Just call me God.
Or call him Chicken of the Seal.
Stoosh.
I'll always treasure this. Fluke's signature among dried up blue cheese dressing. Bye. I got it.
So, when did you open up a bribery business, Fluke? Or should I say, God?
Oh, Stu, you have such a wit. A big, fat, half-wit.
Missus, are you ready to order now?
Go ahead, guys. Order anything you want. My treat.
This is probably going to be the only decent food Stu's had all year. Can't live on Oreo cookies forever.
105, 106, 107!
Oh, have filet mignon medium rare with a baked potato.
Say, Stu, maybe that's how you can make some extra money. Peel potatoes. Only kidding.
And what would you like, monsieur?
Everything looks so good, I can't decide. Well, okay, since I don't have to pay for this, I think I'll have...
Wait a second! That voice! Aren't you Fluke, the famous Northern California radio DJ?
Yes, I am.
Oh my! Music down! Music! Stop the music! Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please! We have a very, very special guest dining with us this evening. Right over here at table number 6, the great DJ of the North, Fluke!
Oh,
forgive me, monsieur. I am terribly sorry, but I have admired you for a long time. And now to actually meet you in person. Oh, my God. Sacre bleu. The wife will not believe this. I will go and personally see to your dinner myself, monsieur. Please wait here.
Hey, Garkin, wait a second.
Is it you want, peasant?
You forgot to get my order.
Oh, very well, go ahead.
Oh, it's not the waiter's fault, Stu. Everyone wants to forget the first time they saw you.
Say, this is very funny.
Yes, I thought so myself, too.
Well, fatso, what will it be as if you needed to eat? Come on.
You know, I've been reading this book.
I didn't know you finally learned to read, Stu.
And it talks about personal aggression and how to deal with it. It says the best way to get rid of personal aggression is to simulate attack on the person that irritates you the most.
Have you finally decided whatever it is you're going to eat, monsieur?
Yes, I'll have the filet of sole. And would you bring me a sharper knife?
Well, I must say, Jeffy, that sure was a real nice $100 dinner. It's almost spoiled by coming back to this dump.
1,388, 1,389.
And those folks in the restaurant were so cordial, giving me that huge chocolate cake. And those girls that popped up out of it weren't bad either. And it isn't even my birthday.
Maybe they were just glad that you were leaving.
Oh, Stu, if brains were free, you still wouldn't have enough to buy some. Only kidding. Oh, say, do you still have that schlocky tape recorder? I want you both to hear my radio show from last Thursday. 7 hours of the greatest entertainment you'll ever hear. I sound so great that, Well, I know you're going to want to hear the entire show. Of course, it won't sound that good on Stu's crummy piece of crap, but my dulcet tones will still shine through.
Fluke, my tape recorder was stolen, remember?
Oh, yes, yes. You live in the low-rent district. I forgot. Too bad, Stu. This show's a real collector's item.
I'm sure it is. The trash collector.
Jeffy, look at Stu. Isn't it a shame what happens when cousins marry?
Very funny, but as always, only kidding, only kidding.
Ooh. Stu, really? There's bicarbonate of soda for that.
That wasn't me.
I thought it was. You really have no class.
Fats.
Ooh. There it is again, Stu. Manners, manners.
That wasn't me!
It sounded like you were trying to sing. You're worse than Jeffy.
Ooh! See? It's not me! It's Jeffy!
Jeffy? You look upset. Are you sick of Stu's dysentery apartment too, huh?
Ow!
Hey, what'd you do that for?
You prefabricated fish! You egotistical, egocentric, obnoxious, offensive son of a bitch!
You big-nosed antelope! You slugged me in the jaw! I may never talk again.
And that would be the biggest improvement since you left town. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, you stupid, selfish, and I mean fish, egomaniac.
Huh?
You think it's such a big deal to go away for a couple of years and become a big star. Well, I got news for you. You're no star. You're not even a sunspot. It is beyond me how anyone of your luck could come back to town and do nothing but insult your old friends and make fun of them just because things turned out better for you than they did for them.
Well, they did, didn't they? Besides, it's all in fun. I'm only kidding.
Well, so am I.
Ow!
That is for Stu, and damn it, it's for me too! Ever since you came back, all you've done is brag, brag, brag. Well, I'm sick and tired of hearing you talk about you. That's all we've heard out of your fish lips. I. Well, if that's the way you feel about everything, then go ahead. Go back to your fame and your stardom and your ego trips. Go back to your autographs. Go back to your commercials and your guest appearances. Because if that's all there is to being a, quote, star, unquote, you can have it, buddy. And I thank God I'm nobody. Now get out! Out!
Good old Jeffy, always getting emotional. Okay, buddy, I'll go. I'll call you in a couple of weeks after I close the 50 grand deal. Now don't forget to change the Fluke tapes. See you again, Fatso.
If you aren't out of here in 2 seconds, I'm gonna slug you so hard.
I'm going. Take care, guys, and remember, I am...
Get your fish ass out of here!
So that's what I look like, huh?
Oh.
Jeffy, you were terrific! You said all the things I wanted to say to him, but they were all stopped up inside of me. I think that dinner made me sick.
Stu, just do me one favor.
Sure, Jeffy, what is it?
Give me some liniment for my fist, please.
Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Hello, 8th Precinct? Hi, this is Stu Funphone. I just wanted to thank you again for finding and returning all my furniture and stuff. You brought back more than I ever thought you could, which is really why I called. Would you happen to know anybody who would want to buy 6 broken refrigerators? Real cheap! Hello? Hello?
The part of the serviceman was played by M Squared. The policeman was Joe Zygott. Delbert Coxhead was Brian Feedback, who also played the little boy. And M Squared was the waiter. This is Stu Funphone speaking. Thank you.
This has been a Fun Phone special presentation.